There is nothing lonelier than a cat who has been loved, at least for a little while, and then abandoned on the side of the road. A small calico cat. Her family, the one she lived with, has left her in this old and forgotten forest. This forest where the rain is soaking into her soft fur. How long has she been walking? Hours? Days? She wasn't even sure how she got here, so far from the town where she grew up. Something about a car, something about a long drive. And now, here she is. Here, in this old forest where the rain slipped between the branches and settled into her fur. The pine needles were soft beneath her feet. She heard the water splash onto the puddles all around, noticed the evening roll in, the sky grow darker. She walked and walked, farther and farther from the red dirt road. She should have been afraid. She should have been concerned about the lightning, slicing the drops of rain in two and electrifying the air. She should have been worried in the falling dark. But mostly, she was lonely. She walked some more on the soft pine needles until at last she found an old nest. Maybe a squirrel's, maybe a skunk's, maybe a porcupine's. It's hard to tell when a nest has gone unused for a long time, and this one surely had. She was grateful to find it. An old nest. Empty, a little dry, not very, but somewhat out of the rain, away from the slashes of lightning, here at the base of a gnarled tupelo tree, somewhere in the heart of the piney woods. Here she curled up in a tight ball and waited, purred to her unborn babies. And the trees, the tall and kindly trees, watched over her while she slept the whole night through.